Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 16th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Jacob Lanning, the payments consultant for IGT, on how the company's resort wallet has changed the way payments are processed on the casino floor and beyond. 20 years ago, IGT transformed the industry by introducing cashless gaming with Tito. Now IGT is revolutionizing cashless yet again. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. Cashless payments have been exploding since the beginning of the pandemic. Not only are people more used to electronic transactions, they are also hoping to avoid contact with cash or devices that used to be the only way to make a payment. Jacob Lanning returned to IGT last year to lend his expertise in developing the IGT Resort Wallet, which allows customers at a casino resort to easily load money onto slot machines, purchase chips at table games, or make any transactions across the resort without any physical contact with a person or device. He spoke with me from his home office in March. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. We're here with Jacob Lanning, who works with IGT on their cashless transaction. So, Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, hey, Roger. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure, it's great to see you. I'm glad that we could get together on this. You know, cashless transactions, you know, has been a discussion around the gaming industry for many, many years. It seems to have accelerated recently, but why has it taken so long to really implement?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, we at IGT have actually had cashless gaming transactions live for years, for decades, actually, both internationally in South Africa and South America, but also in the U.S. at Motor City in Detroit. Sure. You know, I think a lot of it hasn't gone more broadly simply because of, you know, how efficient the ticket in, ticket out really was.
You know, I think one of the great things about IGT's product, Resort Wallet, is that it extends beyond the casino floor. It's not just a product that you can use in the casino. You can use it at all the restaurants and all the event operations there. How much acceptance are you getting because of that vast way you can use it?
Yeah, I definitely think there's interest. I mean, the reality is to make it a singular investment in a technology just to support the slot floor can be challenging. And the fact that we integrate with not only our slot machines, but also table games, we've got solutions for our sports betting system. We're working on the integration with all of that retail point of sale where you'll be able to use it for food or to buy something in a gift shop. All of those things are important.
Right, no question about that. So how does it link up with the player's card that the customers are used to using?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the way that the resort wallet is created is it's tied in with that patron's account. So, you know, a guest would just go to the player's club desk and, you know, present their ID and sign up for a loyalty card. And then with a small little check of a box, they would have access to that resort wallet as well using that same card.
Okay. So at the slot machine, the card itself, when you play the slot machine and you're done your session, can you put the money back on your card, or does it have to come out in a ticket form and in that nature? How does that work?
Yeah, we actually give the operators some flexibility in this area. Uh-huh. We think it's important that different operators are going to want to operate in different manners. So there's sort of three different modes of operation that we do. One, when you hit the cash out button, it automatically would print a ticket. Mm-hmm. Was when you hit the cash out button, it gives you a choice between sending it back to the wallet and sending it to a Tito ticket. And then the third is just when you hit the cash out button, it automatically returns. From a player's point of view, we always provide on screen or on sort of a player tracking interface, the ability to make a transfer back on their own as well. So the players always have control over their money, and then the operators have some choice about how the machines will operate.
Okay. So how would free play work into this? I mean, you know, the casinos obviously give their players, ways to play on the slot machine without putting money in. And then at the end of that session, can you put it back into the resort wallet at that point?
Yeah, for sure. Once they set the resort wallet up, they can use their free play just like they normally did. If they had any winnings or money left over from that transactions, they absolutely could send it back to their resort wallet. So everything's very convenient. It's right on their player's card. They don't have to worry about which one it's going to or any of those things. And we have the ability to show all of their balances, how much free play they have left, how much actual cash that they have left, right there, both on the screen itself as well as in a mobile app.
Okay, great. So we know that the IGT technology isn't limited just to the casino floor. You've got a lot of online applications, sports betting applications and such. So how does a resort wallet extend to the online gaming experience?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for those customers that have that, the resort wallet really works as a sort of a master wallet, if you will, and it integrates with other wagering accounts. So, for example, We've got some of this technology live with the Hollywood Casino online. Mm-hmm. So leveraging that integration is simple and easy to do.
Sure. And sports betting, you've got some sports betting partners as well?
Yep. Yeah. Our core external funding mechanism called IGT Pay mm-hmm. is already integrated with all of our sports betting clients already. So that they can use that to externally fund, pull bank money in from the banking networks directly into that sports betting system.
Okay, so when somebody buys into the resort wallet idea in their land-based casino, can you automatically extend it to their online experience as well?
Yeah, we can definitely integrate it with the interactive experience, both on the sports betting side as well as the sort of real money gaming side.
Okay, great. So there's a lot of independent companies that are just working in the payment processing side. For example, Global Payment, Sightline, Every, those kind of companies. Do you integrate your systems with theirs somehow?
Yeah. So we've got our payment gateway called IGT Pay, mm-hmm. which it links into Resort Wallet directly. And there are a number of different payment services providers that we provide them access to: WorldPay, Global Payments, Sightline. And a number of others, and they just link right into IGT Pay, and then that is their method of getting into the resort wallet.
Okay, great. How about with other company slot machines? This isn't just on IGT slot machines, obviously. You can go to any brand of slot machine, correct?
Yeah, correct. It works pretty much across all manufacturer slot machines. If they can link up to a casino system, they can very likely leverage this technology.
Okay. So, regulators are excited about, certainly here in Nevada, are excited about the cashless transactions, but there's still a lot of questions that you get. What is the general reaction of regulators been to the resort wallet and cashless transactions in general?
I would say across the board, it's been very positive. It's been very well received. There's a lot of features that regulators like, both from the reduction of interactions between guests by having a lot more of those transactions happen at the slot machine as opposed to at an ATM or somewhere else on the casino floor, a lot of less touch. But there's also a number of responsible gaming features that we've got built into our solution that sure. are also attractive to regulators.
Sure. And what are some of those things? Can you set limits and things of that nature and set amounts, that you can withdraw from accounts and then block it from then on? Or how does that work?
Yeah, there's both player-based responsible gaming features mm-hmm. that players can have some control over their experience, as well as operator-based controls that can be put in place. And so it really depends on the operation, depends on the jurisdiction, on how those are leveraged. But yes, there's technology built in to give both players and operators more control over that experience.
Okay, great.
Resort Wallet from IGT provides a digital wallet for all your players' gaming and retail needs.
from card or cardless-based cashless transactions, your players will love the convenience of getting rid of cash and all the hassles associated with using cash. And with IGT Pay, IGT's exclusive payment gateway, your players can fund their cashless wagering accounts from multiple external sources simultaneously. The benefits of cashless gaming are amazing. No more waiting in lines at ATMs to get cash, no more waiting in lines to redeem your tickets, and no more waiting for service when your ticket printer jams. Learn more about IGT's Resort Wallet at igt.com/cashless. And now back to our podcast. So obviously IGT isn't the only company out there with a cashless transaction system. And it's still a little bit unclear, you know, who's going to become the dominant one, kind of like the Betamax versus VHS argument back in the 80s, I guess. I'm old enough to remember that. so how do you approach a casino and saying, you know, we're going to be, you know, the system that's going to be the longest lived here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the advantage that IGT brings is we are the only one that has that end-to-end experience from the on-floor experience with Resort Wallet all the way up through the banking networks and the, you know, bank accounts and credit and debit cards and other e-wallet solutions. We're wholly integrated. We have all of the components there, so we're sort of a one-stop shop. It allows us to do some really unique and innovative things as well, leveraging a technology called intelligent bonusing, which is part of our Advantage suite. Actually offer specific deposit bonusing that also has to come with an associated wager on the casino floor very seamlessly with our solution. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, with any new technology, it's really important for players to have an incentive to try it out the first time, because a lot of times players are reluctant to try these things. So something like intelligent bonusing, where you can really target offers in a way that ensures somebody's not just trying to take advantage of your offer, but is actually trying the new technology. I think that's a distinct advantage that we have.
I see. So you want to give players a reason to come and try your technology out, and then hopefully they'll stick with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've seen in other implementations of these cardless solutions that players actually do stick with it once they enroll in the system. And oftentimes the barrier to the success of the system in the long term has more to do with player acquisition than it does to do with player retention.
Okay, great. So how does this work at a table, for example? Obviously, you know, very few tables have places you can stick a card into these days. So still, how do you actually get chips from the table by using this system?
Yeah, so we do have to add some hardware to the table. Mm-hmm. So sort of a puck that allows you to tap in using your mobile device. Mm-hmm. So you're walking into the casino with your mobile device, with the casino's mobile app, all of the Resort Wallet and any of the external funding methods that you want to connect, you know, hooked up in there. You tap in using Bluetooth or NFC into that table game with a transaction preloaded on your phone. And then on the game, the dealer would get some information, whether that be from a printer or a screen, that would tell you what the buy-in amount would be. And then they go through their normal cash-in process in order to execute that. Right now, we don't support color up or cash out.
Okay.
Take those chips to the cage. We are looking to add that in the future, though.
Okay. Great. Yeah, I think that would be a little confusing at this point, but and people like to take their chips to the cage anyway. So, yeah. So let's compare this to the acceptance of Tito. You know, in the beginning, Tito was like, you know, people just didn't like it. You had to put the sound of the coins coming into the bucket, you know, and it took a while for that to be adopted. What do you think is going to happen here when it comes to cashless transactions? Is it going to be a big sea change at one point, or is it just going to be very incremental as it advances?
You know, I think it'll probably be one that's a little bit more gradual. I mean, players ultimately, your sort of core players are going to be the ones that are going to use this first. They mm-hmm. need to already use a player's card. They are going to be the people that are more likely, more frequently coming in. Because again, when you have to learn a new technology and learn how it works, If you're not coming all the time, it's probably a bigger barrier to entry than just using the traditional cash methods.
Sure.
So I do think it'll be incremental, but it will grow over time.
Okay. How does this work with casino credit? You know, when somebody wants to get a marker.
Sure. So we've got a cashier application mm-hmm. that is the front end that a cage cashier or some sort of a cage employee has the ability to log into, and so they would process the credit transaction the normal way they do, you know, print out the marker, get the guest to sign it. And instead of handing them over, say, a Tito ticket or a stack full of cash or some chips, they would actually just log into that guest's resort wallet and load the funds there, and they would be immediately available to use.
Great. Well, Jacob, it's an exciting time here with the introduction of cashless gaming on a grand scale on the casino floor and also throughout the resort. So, you know, congratulations to IGT for developing this, and I hope it works out for you guys.
Great. Thanks so much, Roger.
Okay. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by IGT. Your players will experience the convenience of digital transactions throughout your resort property with IGT's resort wallet. Learn more at igt.com/cashless. To learn more about digital payments and their rapid growth in the casino industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at GGB News by using the code GGB180. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.